Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're with Angus and Trista for your 11 a.m. news. In local news, plans for a 17-storey tower on a Kangaroo Point site have been challenged in court by concerned locals. Brisbane City Council approved plans for the high-rise building to replace a rundown house last December. However, owners and residents around the area have opposed the application and have appealed to the Planning and Environment Court. They argue that the building, which will face the Riverwalk, would cost them their views, privacy and general amenities. The latest plans for the tower include a communal wellness centre, 24 car parks and an exclusive pool and roof terrace for the penthouse residents. In national news, data has revealed that one-third of Australian students lack the basic numeracy and literacy skills needed for their future. Results from NAPLAN and international testing show 450,000 students falling behind, with Australia experiencing one of the steepest declines in achievement globally. The only demographic excelling in test scores are children from language backgrounds other than English, with students 1.5 years ahead of their peers on average. Earlier this week, the federal government pledged to fully fund state schools by 2034, with New South Wales and Queensland the only states yet to sign the landmark agreement. In more national news, the Albanese government plans to introduce mandatory standards that would allow grieving family members faster access to the superannuation of deceased loved ones. Financial Services Minister Stephen Jones laid out standards for the trillion-dollar industry on Tuesday. The industry has been facing backlash after industry fund Cbus admitted to long delays in processing death and disability payments. Cbus allegedly failed to pay more than $20 million with 10,000 claims for deaths and disability payments. Jones has provided funds to improve service speeds and delivery before the intended standards are effective. The Treasurer will cooperate with consumer advocates, regulators and industry stakeholders to draft a proposed mandatory standards before releasing it for public consultation.
The Australian Marine Conservation Society has reported a mass fish kill off the coast of Western Australia that they attribute to a marine heat wave caused by climate change. 30,000 fish were found dead near Karratha off the Pilbara coast, and it is believed that a marine heat wave caused the mass death, which conservationists will begin to threaten the wider marine ecosystem in that area. AMCS Western Australia Director Paul Gamblin says the heat waves like this will continue and could spread to threaten the Ningaloo Reef and the Shark Bay in the future. International news, a federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked Donald Trump's decision to pause a freeze on federal grants and loans. The order from this U.S. District Judge Lauren L. Ali Khan came minutes before the freeze was scheduled to come into force. The Trump administration plan would have removed local governments, schools, and nonprofits access their financial lifeline. In stopping the freeze, Judge Ali Khan said that the federal government is not aware of the full extent of the programs that would be affected by the pause. According to the administration officials, the decision to freeze federal funding was necessary to ensure that government spending follows the president's executive orders. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny, with more clouds expected later. It is currently 29 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more Zedlines. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.